Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have stopped by the show today. We hope it's something that will be said that will help you along your Christian journey this day and from time to come. And before we start our exciting show for today, we're going to pray. We're also going to pray for Cliff Monroe in Arkansas. He called in and he wanted to participate in the show today, but he has laryngitis and he won't be able to speak. So we're so glad you're on, Cliff, but we're going to offer up a prayer for you also today. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you today, dear Heavenly Father, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with each and every one of us. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you, Lord, that we have ears to hear, eyes to see, hands and feet to move, Lord. And thank you for a mouth that we can open and have a voice where we can declare and sound the trumpet for you this day, dear Heavenly Father. We want to give you praise. We want to give you glory. And Lord, everyone that's calling in, dear Heavenly Father, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Those that may come on later in the archives, Lord, touch them right now, dear Heavenly Father. Meet them at their need, dear Heavenly Father. Bless those that's listening that need a job. Open a job for them, dear Heavenly Father. Those that need a place to stay. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to open up someone's heart, dear Heavenly Father. Some tenant somewhere throughout the country, dear Heavenly Father, that will open their doors for people that need a place to stay with their families, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise for it, dear Heavenly Father. Those that's in a financial dilemma right now, dear Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to send the finances in from the east, the north, the south and the west. Bless those, dear Heavenly Father. Those that's having relationship problems, dear Heavenly Father, family problems, Lord, we ask you to come in right now and touch them, dear Heavenly Father. Bring them together on one band of Christian love, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask you to bless ministers everywhere throughout the country, Lord. Bless every church, though, that's opening thy name, dear Heavenly Father. Every man and woman of God that's preaching your word, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you today. And look down upon those, dear Heavenly Father, downtrodden, dear Heavenly Father. With someone looking down on them and speaking bad about them, Lord, you cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Raise them up for such a time as this. And we're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the honor. And we're going to give you the praise. And Jesus' divine will. Amen. And thank God. We want to say good morning to each and every person, whether it's morning in your state or whether it's afternoon or whether it's night. We want to say welcome to God's prayer line. Welcome to the Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry here on Blog Talk. We are glad that you stopped by, whether it's in the archive or whether you called in. And for those that may have called in or need to call in and heard about the show, this is the number you call in, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And we would love to have you to come on and be with us today. Today our topic is take off the mask. Today we're going to talk about taking off that mask that so many, all of us, wear from time to time that is not of God. It's time to take off the mask. And as I bring this show to you today, I'm going to be going to various scriptures in the Word of God. And if you have your Bibles, have it turned to Luke 6:39-45. And then we're going to go on to different ones throughout the program. But I want to talk a little bit about the mask. A mask, I use 5 characters today. 5 important things that we will be sharing in the message of God today. And first, a mask is a cover or a partially covered for the face, used for disguise. There's so many people walking around today with masks on, disguising who they really are, disguising their true feeling. That's what we're going to talk about today. Take off the mask. We're going to talk about character. Character represents one of attributes or features that make up and distinguish and disguise things. Mentally, ethnically, you know, traits making a person or group. We're talking about the character of that person behind that mask. And then we're going to talk about transform. That means to change in character or condition, convert. So we're using all this from the Word of God, the mask, the character, and the transforming, the transformation that we need to take place in each and every one of our lives today. Then we're going to come up to destiny. You know, some things to which a person or things is destiny to be. A predetermined course of event often held to be an irresistible power or agency. We are going back to destiny, transform, character, and the mass. And the last one is the Holy Spirit. And each one of you know we couldn't leave out the Holy Spirit, because that's making up the destiny, the transformation, the transforming, the character, and the mask. And the Holy Spirit's an active presence of God in human life, constitutioning the third person of the Trinity. So you know Holy Spirit has to be in there all the way. So today we're going to talk about taking off your mask. If you truly want the character of Christ, we must look at our weakness, shed our hypocrites, and stop procrastinating. God called us to be transparent. And you know, as I use that word hypocrite, you know, it's a person who say one thing and does another, a pretender, an actor. That's when you have the mask on. You pretending to be one thing, and you acting out something else. But our ultimate need is not for information, but transformation. We will have to deal with the hypocrite. And then, you know, God is our best instructor and teacher. The Bible says he will instruct us in the way we should go. And he will guide us with his eyes. You know, you can go to Psalm 32 and 8, and I'm going to go turn right to that and read what it say, what the Word of God say. Not what I say, but from the what the Word of God says on that. And as I turn over Psalms 32 and verse 8, it say, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eyes. God said he's going to guide us with his eyes. In other words, he will counsel thee. He's going to counsel us. And his eyes shall be upon thee. That means his eyes is upon us every minute, every second of the hour of the day. And as I went down a little further, he knows that in the fight against Satan, we must have the best and the basic, that our feet will remain planted. You know, the Bible said that the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, as I went through the Word, I was reading about Moses, when Moses faced this challenge from the people of Israel. You know, and he had to go to God, that which made him meek. When Jesus, you know, had to confront Satan, he replied with a quote from the scripture, say, it is written. You know, it's written, everything that we need to know from the Word of God. It is written in the Word of God. It's in there if you have not told your pages out. You know, I was reminded of Paul when he wrote, when he understood that character is not determined just about, you know, the character some people want to portray. But he say, he wrote, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That means he made it clear that maturity doesn't have to do with, you know, our height or our looks. But it has a lot to do with our heart. And when we talk about the Holy Spirit, you know, we gladly obey the Holy Spirit so that we can put a reasonable thought and speech, maturity that God has put on the inside of each and every one of us. And, you know, as I went through that, being hypocritical can make us blind. Turn over to your Bible to 1 Corinthians. We're going to read what it says. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, in the 14th verse. And the word of God say, for the body is not one member, but many. Just like with that tree. You know, the tree have many branches, but one member. You know, it's going to branch out this way. It's going to branch out that way. And that's where we are. We are one body with many members. You know, as we become involved in certain types of ministry, only as a stepping to where we need to go, our ultimate goal is we must not misuse or abuse people for our own gain. We need to take off the mask today. We don't even want to come down to humble ourselves. We can't think of ourselves highly than we ought to. God already know what we are. Let us be humble, each and every one of us. You know, we can increase abundantly. You know, we can have glamour, success, name, and fame. But stay within what God have given you. He will bring you up in due season. We're taking off the mask today. Some have a mask of lying, procrastinating, doing, you know, all kind of things. But, you know, we have to look at ourselves first. We don't need to look at nobody else. We need to say, wait a minute, let me look in the mirror at me. Let me see the flaws that's in me. Let me not go out pointing fingers to my sisters and brothers and telling them to take off the mask. Am I sure I don't have a mask on? Am I pretending to be something that I'm not? Am I doing things that I should not be because that other person didn't see me? God saw me. Take off the mask. For, you know, the Lord does not see as man see. For man look at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. And that's what we have to do. We have to start with ourselves first. And as I was reading through different scriptures, it's just as important to God. God is building a spiritual house and spiritual stones within us. He put a lot of things in the heart and in the mind, which are invisible to the naked eye. But when they are renewed, these invisible things will transform our attitude, our character, and it will lead us into our destiny. And as I was saying earlier, our destiny is something to which a person or thing is destined to do, a predetermined course of event that God will give you and you will go through the power. And when you receive that power of God that he has on the inside of you, it will automatically show on the outside. So you don't have to put on a persona. You can take off all those different masks, trying to pretend and practice to be this, practice and trying to say this. You know, you become in society with the mask on that you pretend to be somebody you're not. Just be who God created you. If they don't like you for what God have given you and who you are, that means they're not your friend. Because God made you who you are. You know you love God. You speak about God every chance you have. You don't have to keep him hid. Give him the glory every day. If somebody said you this and you that, that's their perception of you. But when you look in the mirror at yourself, you see a creature that God have made, have wonderfully made, have made out of clay, have put you together. If you slender and you enjoy that slender figure, and that's what God made you, enjoy being who you are. If you middle size and people complain about that, God made you a beautiful person. Be who you are. If you're a heavy-set person, you're a tall person, you're a short person, don't put on a mask for somebody else to make yourself be what that person wants you to be. God made you. You are wonderfully made. Be what God made you. You don't have to hide behind a mask because someone's trying to put you there. God's way for us to develop character is start with ourselves. It's the approach. The Lord is calling us into a deeper relationship with him. He's going to show us our weakness. He's going to build a strong foundation on us on the inside. But a lot of people are so worried about what others think about them, what they're going to say, how they're going to say it. People are going to judge you no matter what. But when you know that you have a heavenly Father that you can go to, that's right there with you, when your friends walk away, when your family walk away, when the church folks talk about, when you're doing what God say do. Now, you heard me say God, not with the enemy, but when God and you have a relationship, you don't have to wear a mask. When you out in the public, put your head up, stand tall, walk erect, because God and all the angels are with you. You don't have to sound the trumpet to let people know that you're coming by. You don't have to hide your face. You just be doing what God have called you to do. You know, I think about how when Jesus was addressing the people in his Sermon on the Mountain, the significance of what was in the heart. He told them it wasn't enough. You know, the commandments of the culture, the law and tradition, they had to go deeper. And that's what we have to do, go deeper on the inside of you. God have wonderfully made you, that he will pull up what you need, when you need it, at the time you need it. If you live in a wonderful and a beautiful house, thank God for it. If somebody live in a mansion and yours is a two-bedroom apartment, you don't have to put a mask on and say, I have this and I have that. Stick with what you have. God will bless you with more. If you have a job that's paying big figure dollars, well and good, but don't look down on a totem pole on a man or one man that this might be making a low wage salary. Bring them up. Talk with them. Don't hide. Don't boast. Don't try to make them think you more than what you are, or just because you got that, God will bless them. Likewise, take off the mask. It's so many people walking around today with masks on their face. They're hiding the hurt. If you're hurting and you need help, let somebody know. Now is the time to take off your mask. God wants to develop character in you. He wants to shape you. He wants to fulfill the destiny that he has in you. He wants the working of the Holy Spirit in you. Put yourself in a position to be transformed. because you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's where it's going to start with, the mind. And as I went further, you know, I'm going to go to Luke, the 6th chapter. And we're going to start on the 39th verse. And Luke 39 says, and he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? If you got a mask on and your friend got a mask on, y'all both hide and y'all both can't see. Y'all judging others. Y'all both going to end up in the ditch. You got to take their mask off so you can lead your friend. Your friend can lead you and y'all can lead others to the truth of God. And the word of God say in Luke 6:37, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. And that's what we have to do. We have to release all the hurt, all everything we've been behind the mask. You know you need a job? Come from behind that mask. Speak out to someone. Let them know, I need a job. Stop hiding behind the mask. Let them know that you are able. God is able. I want to do what God say do. Dig deep within yourself. And when you take off that mask from hiding, God not only going to see, but the people you're around going to see. That person is changed. He's not the same person that I saw last week. Their attitude has changed. Their disposition have changed. They're more loving. They're more kind. And, I mean, you're going to be seeing the transformation, like we said earlier. They're going to see the character has changed. They're going to see you have a destiny. God is taking you somewhere. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. My. For anyone that would like to call into the show, the number is area code 646-716-4389. And anybody that would like to speak or talk about the transformation or the character in you and when you took off the mask and how the destiny have come in you, just hit number one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today. Don't be shy. Today is time to take off the mask. And, you know, as you take off your mask, God wants to develop you. He wants to develop everything that he has put on the inside of you. And, you know, he'll put you in a position to be transformed if you want to be transformed. We give God praise today. We give him glory. I wrote down some things that I would ask people if they want to take off the mask. And one of the things I have, do I have someone I'm accountable to other than God? Do I have someone who can speak into my life? Can I totally be honest with them? Am I transparent with this person? Can I accept correction with an open mind? You know, all these things can come to mind. Take off the mask today. When someone hurt me, do I forgive them? Or can I forgive him or her and allow God to come in? Or do I become bitter and retaliate? Take off the mask today. Taking off the mask means forgiving. When I forgive someone who has wronged me, do I release him or her? Do I love him or her as before? Or do I put them on a probation period? Ask yourself these things today when you take off the mask. When my enemies have a tragedy, do I rejoice at that? Or do I take off the mask and see, can I help them in what they are going through? I'm going to use men and women today. Men, do you look at women with lust or fantasy in your heart, take off the mask before God and before them. Women, do I dress or entice a man with my physical appearance? Take off the mask today. Do I use my outward appearance as a cover or a mask out the hurt that I'm going through? Take off the mask today. If you answer to any of these things, that lets you know your heart is not in the condition God wants you to be in. Go to him now and just ask, you know. You don't need to hide behind a mask. He loves you. He wants to set you free from any bondage of sin that you may have in your life today. Today, come forth. If you have anything that you're hiding behind a mask today, that may be holding up your blessing that God has for you today. You can release all the hurt, all the pain. You've been staying behind a mask for so long that you don't know how to come from behind it. Today is a day that you can release that pressure, that you can come from out of that mask. And today on the show, if anybody would like to come from behind the mask today, you can. You can dial into area code 646-716-4389. That number again, for Joy and Peace Blog Talk, is 646-716-4389, and we will be glad to hear from you today because we know somebody is listening. God have brought the cover from off of them. They have released that mask. They have taken off that mask. They're trying to be tired of being somebody that they are not. They're trying to please family. They're trying to please friends. They want to be themselves. It's time to release that. Ask God. If it's sin, ask God to forgive you. He's the one that will forgive you for everything that you have done. He will just give you everything that you need. And so today, we are talking about taking off the mask. You know, remember, Jesus came to seek not the righteous, but the sinner. He is the help that we need. He's our physician. He will heal everything that we're going through today. And, you know, as I think of taking off the mask, you know, I risked it. That is why most of us think, at least subconsciously, we don't want to risk letting people see the bad stuff in us. Let people see the good stuff in us. We will never let them see the bad stuff. We will be accepted, and we'll be able to enjoy good friendship with others around us. There is a major fault to this line of thinking when we want to keep the mask on. Think about it. If you're being accepted by the people around you because of the false front you present, then deep down you know that it is only the false front that is being accepted, not the real you. The real you will remain terrible all alone. And you know it? That is why so many women and men who we see as picture perfect are really struggling with deep insecurity. Do not be satisfied with lukewarm relationships. Be willing to risk vulnerability. What do you rob yourself of when you live life behind a mask? Think about it. Christian accountability. If I never let anyone know that I'm struggling, I deny other women and men the opportunity to share their tests, their trial with me. I deny other men and women the opportunity to be encouraged by my tests and trial. So tests and trials that you have, you can, there'll be stepping stone for somebody else. There'll be things that you can share with somebody else. You don't know what that person is struggling with, the reason they're behind that mask today. But if you come from behind the mask and share with them what you're suffering with, you'll be surprised how God had healed them. That way they can come out and tell you something, share a nugget with you that will be able to heal you. Wise advice. If I never let anyone know that I am having difficulty with something, I deny myself the possibility of good advice from mature men and women of God. Prayer. If I never let anyone see the real me, what kind of prayer covering will I have? You got to let people see you. Let them know what's going on in your life. You need help, ask for help. Acceptance. How many people throughout the world want to be accepted? So rather than let people accept them for what they are, the sin that God can change and forgive in their life, they're high behind a mask. If I only offer bits and pieces of me to others, where will I draw acceptance from? Yes, God accept you. But whether we admit it or not, we need to experience acceptance from the body of Christ. So, you know, I thought about that. How do you respond to people who are being transparent? People who are letting it all hang out with no pretense or mask? Do you see the negative and the immediately judging them? Do you find yourself securely wishing that they would put a mask on? Honestly, I had thought that. Sometimes it's just easier to not see inside of other people. But that is just pure selfishness. That is not the heart of our Father in heaven. He sees inside of all of us and loves each and every one of us. So, you know, when you think about that, we have a caller with area code 754. Caller, would you like to say something on the air? We would love to hear from you. It may be something that you can share with the rest of them that's online, that's afraid to say anything. But you may be having something that you want to share with the listening audience today, or anybody. I know caller 501 has laryngitis. They email me. They can't say anything. But anybody that wants to take off the mask today and come clean with God and yourself, just feel free. That's why this program is on today, Take Off the Mask, because in ministry we see people wearing many hats and we see people wearing many masks. And when we go to God, we want to go to God right. We don't want to go to God with this mask, that mask, because he is the one that sees every mask that we're hiding. So today, we want to take off the mask. And the next time that someone comes along with no mask on, letting all their emotion and negative traits hang out, take some time to really check them out. Look them right in the eye. Consider everything about it. Take off the mask today. That's what we have to do. We have to come clean with ourselves. You know, and the Lord made it clear that the outside is not what matters. It's on the inside. We can appear on the outside like everything is cream cheese, it's roses, but on the inside, you all, we are hurting. Somebody listening today may be suffering from grief. Somebody may be suffering from a relationship. Somebody may be suffering with a broken home, the mother, the father. Somebody may be suffering from being hurt by church folk. Somebody today is suffering from a loss of a job, loss of income, a lifestyle. Somebody listening in today is suffering on the inside where they have put a mask on the outside. It's time to remove the mask. God wants to help you. He wants to meet you at your need, at right now. He wants to build up your spiritual house. He wants, you know, to be not only on the inside of you, it's going to show on the outside. Where you've been walking around with a frown on your face. Today, don't you know, you can have a smile on your face no matter what you're going through, no matter what it may look like. All you have to do is call today on the name of Jesus, and he'll be right there with you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He's right there. He has angels right now that's encamped all around you. You can give your angels this day assignments on what you need done in your life. So I'm hoping somebody today, no matter where you are, what stage of life you're in, we all have sinned and come short of the glory. But if it had not been for Jesus on our side, where would we be today? God brought y'all to this program today. It was something that you wanted to hear today. You didn't know what you was going to hear, how you was going to hear it. But I hope whatever was said today, everything, every struggle that you have been going through, I hope God called it out today. Don't deny the power of God today in your life. Don't mock God today. Don't be doomed to hell when you can come out. You can have faith today. You have hope today. You can have peace today. You can have joy today. You can have that strength today. You can have love today. You know, trying to hide the sin, that's what puts you with a mask on your face. But come out of sin today. The mask of deception must be laid aside before we can find any measure of healing and wholeness. It's got to be laid aside. So each and every one today, from the sound of my voice today, whether you come on and say anything, I hope today that you can find within yourself to forgive yourself no matter what it is. You can come from out of it. Whatever sin you have committed today, God will forgive you. Whatever thought that you had on your mind when you came to this line that was not a good thought, God will remove that thought and forgive you. So I'm hoping today, as you all leave the program today, that you will remember that I need to take off the mask. I need to live and do what God have called me to do. If he called you into the ministry, accept your calling. If he have told you to go help a neighbor, go help a neighbor. Take off the mask. Don't worry about what somebody else going to say, what somebody else going to do. Do what God have told you to do. If you know your coworker need a word from the Lord, don't hide behind the mask. Those that's listening in don't want the people on your job to know that you saved, you sanctified, you filled with the Holy Ghost. Bring it before them today. Say, I am saved. I am a Christian. Don't worry about the denomination, the church. Bring them to Christ. They're waiting on you. It's something that you could say to a person, even in the grocery store, might be having a hard time, a hard day. Take off the mask. Just because they know you to have X amount of dollars or a big home or a big job or may not even have a bank account. You have not because you ask not. They won't know what you need if you don't take the mask off. Stop pretending to have this when you don't. Just ask for it. Deal with it today. Come out of being blindsided. You want to be ultimate. You need the information today that I'm giving to transform your life. So, area code 747-757, thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening. I know you have a question, and if you want someone that's listening in to answer it, we would love to hear from you today. Area code 918. if you would like to say something today. It may be a prayer that you pray that will bring somebody closer to the Lord, that will bring them out of sin today. We share, we thank you for coming on. Area code 501, we thank you. Area code 713, we thank you. We thank area code 832. We're hoping it's something that is said today that will let you know that God loves you, God cares about you, and God wants to do all he can for you. And I want to say personal thank you for coming on. I'm hoping that you will be able to take the mask off today, that God will be able to lead you in the right direction. And if you don't have a mask on, you may know somebody else that's wearing a mask that need to come clean with God and themselves. Because it starts with self first. And that's what they need to do. Start with themselves on cleaning up themselves. That way they don't have to hide behind a mask. A person either going to love you or hate you. They're going to like you or they won't. It's going to be God's way or no way. It's not joy and peace way. It's God's way. If I'm wrong, I want to do better. God, here I am. I stand on the carpet. I don't want to have a mask on. I don't want to be hiding behind nothing. Because I want to bring you to the forefront in everybody's life. I want to speak about you morning, moon, noon, and night. If it's something I'm saying that's wrong, Lord, help me. Help my understanding. Because I know it starts in the mind. And today, I love each and every one of you all that came to the line. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hook each and every one of you. No matter where you are, what stage you in life, God can pull you up. He can strengthen you. He can guide and protect you through in and every situation that you go through. Because he is God. The Holy Spirit will intervene in each and every person's life that will listen to this program even later. He is the author and finisher of our faith. I think I have a caller coming on. Hold on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry for the interruption. Someone wanted to say something different. But God is a good God, and we give him praise this morning. We just give him praise. And we have a few minutes left. If anyone wants to call in, dial in, press 1 on your keypad, and we'll be sure to key you in because we love speaking with you today. And we're going to play the song, I think, again, because somebody may need to be encouraged today. Someone may be going through something, and they don't know how to really to reach out. But today, we want to reach out to everyone that have called in, that may need something from the Lord. We want to say thank you for being on the air today. We want to give God praise because he's truly worthy to be praised. And caller, area code 918, is it possible that you can come on and pray for those that may be listening in? And if not, we still thank you for being on the line, caller, area code 918. And 501, we thank you because we know God is able. He is so good to us. Well, I'll pray. Oh, gracious Father, we just want to say thank you today. Thank you for each and every person that have stayed on to listen by taking off the mask in their life and their situation and even telling someone else that they know that have a mask on that's hiding behind a mask, what God can do for them. We want to encourage each and every person today, dear Heavenly Father. From the sound of my voice, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the show today. I thank you for the callers. I thank you for the silent callers, the Heavenly Father, because you are truly worthy to be praised. We want to ask you to look down upon each and every person throughout the land, the Heavenly Father, that may be going through something today, the Heavenly Father, that don't realize they are behind the mask. They have told so many lies. They have been so deceptive in their lives that they believe in all the things that they have been saying that is not true. But, Lord, give them clarity today, the Heavenly Father. Show them right from wrong, the Heavenly Father. Guide and protect each and every one of them, the Heavenly Father. As we prepare to leave the line, Lord, but never your presence, the Heavenly Father, we want to give you praise in advance for it, the Heavenly Father. We want to have everyone to build up their character, to walk in their destiny, to be transformed by the renewing of their mind, the Heavenly Father, and to know that they have the Holy Spirit on the inside of them, the Heavenly Father, to walk into their destiny, the Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you today, the Heavenly Father. Father, we give you praise in advance, the Heavenly Father. In Jesus' divine will, amen and thank God. And we want to thank our callers again for coming on. Y'all made the show possible by even just staying on the air, whether you said anything or not. We thank God for your presence today. We give him glory, and we give him praise. Don't be satisfied with a lukewarm relationship with Christ today. You want to be with Christ all the way. You want to walk in the newness of life. So take off the mask. Don't be at risk. Remember the Christian accountability, wise advice, prayer, and acceptance. God accept you for who you are. He created you. So don't worry about people trying to accept you, because people are going to always find fault with you. You've never done enough. You haven't been this and that in their eyesight. But long as you're doing what God have commissioned you to do, that's what's important. Love everybody unconditionally. So today, don't be a pretender. Don't be an actor. Because God already knows who you are and what you are. He know where you are. He know your name. He know your address. He already know what state of mind you're in right now. As this broadcast began to leave the air, remember to always stay connected to God. Even if you don't stay connected to Joy and Peace, stay connected to God, because he is your source. He is your everything that you need, that you won't hide, have to even hide behind a man. So today, Joy and Peace say to you, thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And take off the mask. You don't have to hide behind the mask, because God already sees you. He loves you for who you are, and I love you. And you have a wonderful, a blessed, exciting day in the Lord, and I pray blessings upon each and every one of you live today, and that your angels will be dispatched to each and every one of you all. In the name of Jesus, have a wonderful, a blessed day in the Lord, and hope that you can be with us next week on a very exciting topic on next week. So as we leave the air, but not God's presence, remember, take off the mask. He loves you just the way you are. You don't have to hide from God. He sees you everywhere you go, everything you're doing. He forgives sin completely and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. He's not like some of us that will think of things, hold things. Mm-mm. When you ask him for forgiveness, he forgive you right then and there, never to bring it up again. So take off the mask today. Enjoy your life. Remember today, your character, you have been transformed, the destiny that God is taking you to, and above all, have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you that will show on the outside of you. Have a wonderful and a blessed and a prosperous day in the Lord. Bye-bye.